Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Mike and Steph hanging out with you for the start of it here, Steph. Now, all you've been doing all morning is limping around and hobbling and complaining. What happened to you?
I went cross-country skiing and they put me in the big girl skis.
Are there children's skis? Like, what's the difference here?
Well, I think that before they had like some grippy tape on the bottom, so they weren't quite as slippery. And then yesterday they gave me these like super waxed ones and I fell so many times.
You've been hobbling around all day. Like, are you actually okay though? Are you gonna make it through?
My body shows that I'm okay, but it's because I have no bruises, but I definitely have the pains to show for it. Like, oh my gosh, everything hurts.
You sound like you want the bruises.
I just want like a tangible example that I did get hurt and I'm not just like, oh, I'm a baby, I fell and nothing happened.
For who do you want this proof to, like, are you going to show people?
Maybe.
What hurts?
I'd like to roll up my pants and show you my knees.
Okay.
They're really hurting.
I don't know why, but that almost sounds like a threat, like you're going to give me a knee somewhere. Let me just roll all these pants and I'll give you a knee. Some like 1940s threat. Okay, well, this has been fun talk time with Mike and Steph. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. I know there's a lot of people who are like us, Steph. We live on Twitter during the day.
Very true.
And it's fair to say that last week, people were not entirely pleased with our premier, Jason Kenney, just following the holidays. I guess that's more 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, they were definitely not happy about the MLAs. And then there was that hashtag ResignKenney that was one of the top trending in all of Canada.
Yeah, it was a bit rough. But I don't know if Albertans found exactly the right person to blame there.
Really?
Well, there's a man in Virginia whose Twitter handle is @JasonKenney, spelled the exact same way.
Oh, no.
Who took a lot of the heat.
Oh, that is terrible.
Because the premier's Twitter handle is @JKenney.
Okay.
He wasn't fast enough to snatch that one up. So some poor guy in Virginia was just taking all this crap from a whole bunch of Canadians asking about where all the MLAs were. And this guy's like, I don't know.
Oh, man. That is crazy because the internet is not kind a lot of the time.
No.
I can only imagine if you were like, I'm just trying to live my life over here and be happy. And then you just get people being so terrible. And then the hashtag ResignKenney comes up and it's like, it's not about me. I promise.
And then people were asking him about his cabinet, which oddly enough, he was building a cabinet his kitchen at the time. And now he's got like an extra 50,000 followers just because he was doing that. And he says he's actually working on becoming a better Canadian too.
Aw, well, that's nice of him.
I've now also followed him. He was listening to Bryan Adams on Saturday. Though.
Good to know.
Though, no word on how he feels about Nickelback. Kennygate continues.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
We're 11 days into January, and I feel like I've already experienced the saddest day of my year.
Steph, no! Blue Monday's like a week away still.
I know, but I took my Christmas tree down yesterday.
Oh, well, it's about time.
Oh, perhaps.
10 days too late.
No, it was so sad. You know, I walked into my living room this morning, and there was a large amount of light missing from it. It's just, you
Did
know?
You turn on a lamp?
No, I just looked sadly into the living room that was missing the twinkly of the tree, but I will be reminded of it for a while because the needles that came off that thing are everywhere.
Well, yeah, the thing was drier than the Sahara Desert by the time you took it out.
You're probably right, but I got poked in the foot multiple times and then I found some on my hair. And then this morning I even found some in my bed, just tree needles everywhere.
So you know what you take away from this?
What?
Take down your tree.
Oh, but then I'll have to experience that saddest day even sooner.
Yeah. It happens, though. Christmas comes and goes.
That's true.
New Year starts, you take that tree down, and you start waiting for that 350 days to come back, so then you can put the tree up again.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
You know, even though all of us in Alberta are super sick of this COVID crap, it could really be much worse, Steph.
I'm not sure how, but tell me.
Well, like, even across Canada, out in Quebec, they're under a curfew right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and that's frustrating a lot of people. But then on top of that, they play a very scary alarm in some communities at 8 p.m. when the curfew starts.
Really?
That sounds like this. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The Purge.
I've definitely seen the trailer where that was in it.
Yeah.
That's what they play. That's giving me like the heebie-jeebies right now.
That is what they play to say, hey guys, just a heads up. Go inside now.
Oh my goodness, that freaks me out.
I wouldn't sleep.
No, definitely not. And I feel like I'd be getting some extra deadbolts. Like, ooh.
Yeah. So recently they came out and they're like, hey, didn't realize I was in The Purge. Sorry about that.
You are kidding. They didn't know they were doing this terrible pop culture reference that would give people nightmares.
No, they're like, hey, sorry. It's all right. We'll fix it, though. We'll fix it. So they've apologized for it. They've come up with a new alarm. And they believe it's a little less unsettling.
Okay. Mike, are you Rickrolling everyone this morning?
You are, I'm going to let you down. Now roll around and desert you.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Mike, it's time for us to learn a new word.
It's time for me to learn a new word. Well, last year's words were all terrible. I hope we're starting off 2021 with a good word.
Okay, the word is charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
No, charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Like with a jar.
Perhaps. Is that what your guess is?
Well, yeah. It's just meat and cheese in a jar so you can take it with you on the go?
Kind of. It's like a COVID-friendly charcuterie.
Boo.
So basically,
one more time? Should I do it? No
more boo. Booze, Mike. They're taking jars and making personal-sized charcuterie boards in a jar for people, but like the problem to me is they're putting like marmalade or something in the bottom of the jar.
Ew.
And then they put everything in it like a little bouquet, so everything is dipped in marmalade or chutney or some sort of fruity awfulness, and then so then you have like marmalade on your salami and on your cheese.
Usually doesn't happen until the end of the night.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
You've gotten ready to do something and you feel like you're going to be really good at it until you do the thing.
Like when you say you don't talk about your air fryer and then you do a lot.
Okay, easy.
I
don't actually talk about it that much.
Oh, Mike. This is our third time
okay.
in the last 3 days.
Okay. All right. So what I'm talking about is like I went for a skate this weekend out one of the outdoor rinks.
Okay.
And I've always owned skates since I was a kid. Like I never played hockey, but you know, as a Canadian kid, you own skates. So you'd think I'd be a pretty decent person at it.
And you probably go at least once a year.
Yeah, a couple times. But it turns out that it's just not one of those things that's like riding a bike, and I have a very bruised tailbone to show for that.
Oh, no. I have to be honest, I am the same way.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, it's not good, but like, it does make me at least feel a little better about it because, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to be a Canadian who's bad at skating.
Very true. Same thing happened to my husband and I. We were skating along, and I was really surprised at how bad I was at it.
Oh, really?
No, but I'm just trying to help you hear Mike.
Steph.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Got some croc talk for you.
Croc talk?
Yeah, you know, like the shoes.
Oh, come on.
Do you
pass.
Do you own a pair of these?
No.
And you're never going to?
I had croc flip-flops for a while when I was like 13.
Oh, okay. Very stylish of you.
No, I didn't wear them out at the house that often.
Probably wise. Well, Crocs is saying that this year of casualization has really upped their sales. They've had a banner year increasing 12%.
Yeah, because nobody had to see what they were wearing.
Exactly. So they're basically saying, like, no one has nice shoes anymore. So people are going with the ugly but easy to throw on.
Oh, my God.
So
they're like the sweatpants of shoes.
They really are. And they're so ugly. My husband has like 6 pairs of Crocs.
And you're still married to him?
I am.
6 pairs?
And his like main destination at West Ed is the Croc store. He always goes to see what's on sale. Thankfully, he only has 2 of the like the holy ones. He has like 2 pairs of loafers.
Oh. All right.
He also has some like water shoes, and he has one of those famed flip flops
Do they have holy water shoes?
Yeah.
Holy water. Come on.
Oh,
Steph.
No, Mike.
Steph. Yeah, okay, come on.
Keep doing this to me. All that to say.
I'm just going to clog up this break with a whole bunch of jokes.
No.
Yes.
Get me
on the pun train right now. Love this.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Are people being too soft for using car starters in this level of weather?
Absolutely.
What?
Are you kidding me? Like, it was raining the night before last, and it hasn't gotten any colder since then.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a force of habit, but yesterday as I was leaving work, it was right around 12 o'clock. Day had kind of warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just out of instinct, I started my car ahead of time. And I walked downstairs, and I wasn't even the only one. There was like 3 or 4 cars in that row.
You
see the exhaust floating out, and there's nobody in those vehicles.
I don't understand that. Our former guy on the morning, Steve, he always has started his car every morning, and he all winter long wore a windbreaker as his coat. And then he'd be like, oh my gosh, it was so cold out this morning, my car didn't start. And I was like, you are the most ridiculous person I've ever met. Like,
okay, so you call us soft here. Like, what level of softness are we talking about? Like 3-ply toilet paper level of soft, or are we talking like Pillsbury Doughboy levels of softness here?
Oh, no, you are like people who get a participation ribbon and get excited about it kind of stuff.
Steph!
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
Is that anyone in your life you like to prank?
There's this girl that I work with who is my co-host on the Mixed Mornings show. It's pretty fun to mess with sometimes.
Okay, well, I don't know if I should tell you about this new idea.
Oh, okay, why? Ooh, why?
Well, there's a new Canadian company that's come out, and they are willing to send cow poop to anyone you like.
The 12-year-old in me loves this already.
So you can pay $4.20, and they will send...
Oh my God, that's the perfect amount to charge for this, too. $4.20? Come on.
They'll send a cow plop to whoever you like, anonymously, unless you say otherwise.
Steph Seidel.
But you have to pay 50 cents more to send a personalized note with it.
Deal.
You're going to do it?
For 50 cents?
Okay,
yes.
Don't send it to me, though. Like, we need to come up with a different person that you actually want to prank.
Chris
I'm
Ash.
Really nice. Okay, Chris Ash, I could get on board with that. I might
Why?
Even go half
Chris Ash,
on
is it,
it
nice?
No, he's just a prankster. Like, he would totally enjoy that,
Fair
I think.
Enough. I don't know if he'd enjoy it. Ah, poop. chip, chip, cheerio.
I don't know.
Oh, it's really good show.
I think Canadians are a little bit too rich right now if we can afford to spend almost $5.
What, $4.70?
Sending it to, like, sending poop, though. Like, what a waste.
In Fort McMurray, milk is like $4.70.
Okay.
Like,
right.
Come
but at
on
least
here.
It's useful.
There are people who spend less, more than that on coffee every single day.
Also useful. Waking up.
No.
Being alert.
For
what
the
are you
price
do
of a cup of coffee, you can go and annoy a British radio host, and we'll send you his address coming up.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Steph, have you ever been fired from a job before?
I have not.
So I'm going to take you've never been fired from the same job twice?
I have not.
Well, I'm sure you saw the news. Donald Trump got impeached for the second time yesterday.
Yeah, a history-making moment.
The world seems to think that we haven't had enough of those sort of breaking news moments over the past 13 months, so why not one more?
For sure. And I've seen something that says, like, why not three presidents in January? You know, we could have Donald Trump, then we could have his vice president step into the role for the last week, and then we have Biden, and be three.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like if they do impeach him, it's only going to be one day of President Pence. But could you imagine going through three presidents in 3 days?
That would be another history-making moment, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, there's too many of them.
Just added to the list. You know, we're just going to, they're going to make a history book that is literally as thick as the normal ones for
just
all of
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for this stretch of the past 13, 14 months, that will be its own 50-page long book of historical events day by day to go through. Yeah. But honestly, like, I think about this and I don't think I ever have heard the word impeached before, or like if you asked me what it meant, I don't think I could tell you until now, because whenever I hear it, all I think about is a peach crumble, and I'm now very hungry.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
I am never grocery shopping again.
How are you going to eat?
Well, I've decided to join the masses of people who have personal shoppers, you know?
Oh, so you're going to get somebody to do it for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pay $3.
So you're taking your big radio check here, your big Fort McMurray celebrity money, and you're going to go and get somebody to do it all for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to sit in that parking spot and wait for them to bring it out to my car.
Oh, high and mighty are we.
I'm joining the masses. I feel like, you know, everybody else kind of got on board back in March with Click and Collect.
Yeah.
I have time and time again gone to the grocery store and I try to follow all the restrictions and I think I'm just over it. I went on Monday, somebody breathed in my ear and asked me to move forward. I know.
That's they not had good a mask. Before COVID.
Yeah. They had a mask, but I still felt it.
Ew.
It was gross. Oh. And it was weird because, like, I was wiping off my cart. Yeah. And they asked me to move forward so they could wipe off their hands.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, there's so many rules here at play. Like, there's like the wait your turn. There's the 6 feet distance. There's wipe off your hands. And they remembered the wipe off your hands, but forgot you should stay 6 feet from somebody. And then were like, I'm going to breathe on you. It was terrible.
Did they breathe moistly on you?
It felt like it. If it wasn't moistly, I imagined it as I continued shopping, getting angrier and angrier. And
Justin
like,
Trudeau is out there somewhere so disappointed right now.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph on Mix 103.7.
Well, since the X-Files came out, it's really gotten people talking about whether or not you believe that there's aliens out there. I mean, even before that, the conversation had been started because people have been seeing things up in the skies that they're not really sure about for years and years and years. But do you believe there's anything out there?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think it's kind of one-sided to believe that we're the only, like, powerful, all-smart being. But I also think, but then I don't know, the evidence is like, do they have to live off water? If there's water on Mars, does it mean there's a life form? Well, maybe they live off dust. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, we're going to find out soon. I'll tell you that much. The CIA has declassified a massive, long-awaited trove of documents related to UFO sightings over the last 70 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what do we know now?
Well, it's 70 pages long. So I haven't had enough bathroom toilet time to read through all of it. Let's say that.
Well, where can we find this 70-page long document?
That's the other part of this too. The information is online. See, I had to put it somewhere, but it's almost impossible to find. I did like 15, 20 minutes of like Googling to find this, and it's nowhere.
Oh my gosh, Mike. So what you're saying is even though they've kind of released it, we still know pretty much nothing?
Yeah, we know the answer. Maybe like aliens is out there somewhere, but we don't know where.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
When all this is over and we're allowed to travel again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get on a cruise ship?
I don't necessarily plan to go take a cruise. It's a little pricey, a little rich for my blood, maybe.
Okay, but if somebody offered you tickets for the price of going home, would you get on the cruise ship?
Maybe. Probably. Yeah, I mean, like, I would first assume it's a scam because I have heard that one about a half a billion times. It's your captain speaking. Calling. Oh, okay, we've both had the same phone call half a billion times. Yeah, I'm not going to trust it first off. Let's just go with that.
All right. Well, Carnival Cruises is reporting that for 2022, they are outpacing their 2019 sales. So people are like, yep, get me on that cruise. I want to go. Now, to me, I feel like I remember what happened in March when they were like, oh, the cruise ships are like petri dishes. And it's just a bunch of people who had one case of corona and then everybody got it. And then now you can't dock. And these cruise ships were out just going from port to port for months on end, holding people captive.
But the big thing that you mentioned is, and the first thing you said, when this is all over.
I know, but
what do you think? There's just going to be another massive pandemic out of the blue? Just here's Blovid 21.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, but I still don't think it changes the fact that they're petri dishes. And now I'm just like, ah, germs. I can't possibly confine myself to that space for longer than a plane ride.
You say that now, and then you go on a cruise where you're allowed to eat and drink whenever you want, and you can have chicken strips at 2:30 in the morning. And then you come back to me and you tell me that that does not interest you anymore.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.